I know it's a heartbreaking loss. A couple of things that you take a look at here, probably the determining outcome. First, a scoreless third quarter for you guys, and the second thing were free throws.
Yeah, you can't win a lot of games when you don't score in a quarter. And quite honestly, we were lucky to even be back in it. I mean, we like to create holes for ourselves and always have to dig out of it. And we've got to learn to stop doing that, because you expend a lot of energy when you have to catch up a lot. And then, you know, especially in close games, because we were winning at the end, we were in control. We need to step up to the free throw line with confidence. And, you know, if we can't do that, we're not going to win in a lot of close games, because that's how you win the close games, is from the free throw line. And I do say we have to, if we out-rebound and get to the free throw line more, we will probably win. We did do that. We out-rebounded and got to the free throw line more, but we didn't make the free throws.
And I know that was tough in that aspect, but there has to be some positive to come out of it. One, you come back from a first quarter 9-point deficit and a third quarter 9-point deficit at the end of the third quarter, the big runs. And two, your play from Macy Price tonight. She made some pretty outstanding moves going to the basket tonight.
You know, I don't want to have to beg Macy to shoot it, but I think she's content with, she had a good first half, and then after that, she just wants to be a passer. And she can't just be a passer here at Scott City. And I need her to also score, and I think that's going to take some getting used to for her as well, because that has not been a role for her in the past.
Well, second straight game, you get quite a few threes, three of them tonight from Bailey Lott and one of them from Caitlin Roberts. Caitlin in foul trouble, so Bailey kind of had to step up and fill in that role in the guard play, shooting it from outside.
Bailey's capable of so much. She can penetrate, and she can also shoot from the outside, and I was happy that her shots were falling, but at the end of the game, I needed her to get to the free throw line, and I didn't get her there. And so, you know, it's just certain things. What do we need? And then let's try to do that at the end of the game, especially if it's close.
With a game like this, how tough is it to have a quick turnaround tomorrow night with the Wichita Trinity team? You probably have to feel like you have a good opportunity to win here at home.
I'm glad we don't have any time off. I want to go back in, because I think we're going to really see what we're made of. I mean, are we going to just lay down and die, or are we going to come back fighters? And I certainly hope we come back fighters, because, I mean, I don't know about them, but I'm tired of losing close games. And I think they are too, though, honestly. And I'm ready to fight and see what we do.
Well, it was a great effort. You guys had a lot of energy once again tonight. It was great to see, but it just came up 1 point short. Couldn't quite get their shots when you needed them. A tough loss. And, Coach, I appreciate you stopping by here at halftime, and we'll do it again here tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Adam.